This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Camera and the Mac Man, Jody Mac, in for John today. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Friday morning. Well, the Phillies make a couple more moves yesterday, but for many of us, not the moves we were hoping for. Harrison Bader, the bigger of the two, but is it big enough? Well, October will prove that out one way or the other, but I'll say on this end, it certainly feels underwhelming. We'll talk a lot about that move, the outfield configuration. We'll get into the Eagles a lot. They have a preseason game, believe it or not, coming up in 6 days. They're getting close to that. We had football last night with the Hall of Fame game. Eric Allen goes into the Hall of Fame this weekend. We'll certainly celebrate that. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494 as we broadcast from our home base every Friday morning. The great Borgata. Mac, speaking of great, the Mac Man. Jody Mac, how are you, pal?
That's very nice.
It is very nice.
It's only got to go downhill from there,
correct. correct. So that's kind of like the Phillies trade deadline. Starts out great, and then, wow.
Wow, are you're the best
really?
In the business,
oh,
Jeff.
I am, Jody.
Holy mackerel.
You like this, Jody?
Absolutely.
Why?
Why not?
I'll tell you why not. Marsh, Rojas, Kepler, Bader.
Who was the outstanding outfielder, the major upgrade bat who got traded over the last unbelievably active last 48 hours?
All right, Jody, let me address that
Suarez,
right out of the gate.
Eugenio Suarez.
No. Outfielder.
It doesn't matter.
So, Jody, I got a lot to say on yesterday, but let me start with this. And, again, everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494, because to me it does feel like a tale of 2 days. You know, Wednesday, we're really excited with the addition, obviously, in the bullpen. And then yesterday, a lot of people deflated. Your choice, you be what you want to be. I'm just telling you how I am. Excited about Wednesday, disappointed yesterday. Jody, here's my main point about the outfield situation. It's really not as much a failure yesterday, although it is, as it is as an offseason failure. I mean, I said, and probably a couple hundred thousand of us have said here on WIP, maybe millions. I mean, not everyone calls in. We knew in November and December that Marsh and Rojas weren't good enough. We knew that. We knew that Marsh is a fourth outfielder. They play him mostly as a third outfielder. We knew that Rojas is really not a Major League Baseball player. We knew that. We knew that. Dave Dombrowski went with them. I'm not going to tell you I knew Max Kepler inside and out. I didn't. I don't watch the American League day by day. But I know this. There's a lot of people that said he's just another guy. He's this year's Whit Merrifield, which you know what he's been? This year's Whit Merrifield.
Yeah.
So my disappointment with the outfield situation, while we can talk about yesterday and will to a large extent, I think Dombrowski blew it 8 months ago.
That's very fair.
And
they did
and
not do
why,
enough to upgrade the outfield
correct.
During the offseason.
And that's why
then you have to adjust.
Yes.
But you have to look at it in a vacuum. If there was a really good right-handed hitting bat, preferably in center field, better than Harrison Bader, who changed teams and went to another team, and we go, oh, my God, how did the Phillies not pay the price to get that guy? Then you could come down harsh on Dombrowski. I'm okay with your saying he didn't do enough off what he didn't do enough, that the bigger problem was offseason rather than in-season. I'm just saying, for the guys that moved, Harrison Bader was as good a right-handed hitting outfielder as anybody who went in the last 2 days.
If you want to say that, say it, but I'm saying more. I'm saying this. I got a pitching staff – and I got a fan base that is ready to win the frickin' World Series. And I got an outfield again that's a lot of slop. And that's really aggravating. That's how I feel. Good morning to you, by the way. You tell me how you feel, 215-592-9494. Here's how I'd frame it in 08 terms, Jody. In 08 terms. You know who I liked in 08? Eric Bruntlett. You know why I liked him? Because he was a bench player. What the Phillies have given us the last couple of Octobers and are going to give us again in October, it's like starting two Eric Bruntletts and trying to win the World Series. The beauty of Eric Bruntlett was he was the guy that just came off the bench. He's like your 23rd or 24th guy. And it's like I've got 23rd, 24th. Rojas is a 30th guy. Rojas doesn't belong in Major League Baseball. Now, look, we'll find out ultimately which of these guys makes it to October. Do all four of them make it? Obviously, Bader's going to be an October player. I think it's pretty clear Marsh is going to be an October player. The question is whether Kepler and Rojas make
and
it
Crawford,
to
October. And Crawford, too.
Right, James. I mean, right. So, you know, of the guys that we've seen, we'll see who makes it. I tend to think all four of them won't make it there. But I just know this, man. I was really, really disappointed yesterday. But I do think the greater sin, if I can use that word, goes back to off-season decision-making and believing in guys that we knew they shouldn't believe in. So if I'm Bryce and I'm Schwarber and all that, I'm thrilled to get the closer, but I'm frustrated with the, you know, by the way, this does put more focus back on, and maybe it's inevitable that this was going to be the case, but the second-tier Phillies players that are going to have to, and look, they're being paid well to be quality second-tier players, but the second-tier players to prop up, prop up's not the right word, to support Bryce and Schwarber, who are obviously their two main guys. But this puts a big, 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 big October bullseye on Castellanos, JT, Bohm, and Stott. Stott's not paid like the rest of those guys, but he's supposed to be really good, or at least very good, you know, pretty solid. And I don't think that group is really that good. So when I add the whole thing up, I just have a big old case of aggravation from yesterday. Now, look, I'll say on the whole, the whole trade deadline thing, of which I'm including David Robertson as a signing from about 2 weeks ago, I actually think the Phillies did more. Dombrowski did more than I expected. I mean, the reality is that, getting one of the top closers in baseball and getting one of the better setup men in baseball, and I think Robertson still can be. I mean, maybe not, not top 10, but, like, he had a 3 ERA last year. He can be good. It's more than I expected. But given what they did on Wednesday, it's like, come on, guys. One more push. Seltzer, what say you?
Yeah, so I'm right there, like kind of in the middle of you two. I feel like they missed a massive opportunity. That is my big takeaway from yesterday. It felt like after getting Duran, like they were right there. They were one bad away, a real bad away from this city like being red. I think we all would have just been over the moon and fully in on this Phillies team. And now they're going to have to prove it again in October. Like, they have to prove it in October anyway. But I do think that there's going to be more less excitement than there should be about this team.
And, James, let me add this, because we hear this narrative from time to time during and after Octobers. And I never agree with it the way some people frame it. They say, well, if the Phillies lose because of, like, Marsh and Rojas, the shame on you for thinking that, because it's really about the Bryce Harpers and the Schwarbers and the Bones and the Cassis.
Yeah,
let me just do some simple math for everybody. The 9-hole hitter hits almost the same amount of times as the 4-hole hitter. That's a fact.
Well, to that point, it does put a lot of pressure on those top three guys.
Of course it does.
I mean, they're getting paid a lot.
They can
do that and all that. But I to Jody's point, the Phillies are a better team today than they were yesterday. Even the Harrison Bader move, like, he's a really nice addition as an outfielder. I mean, he's a Gold Glove caliber center, Gold Glove winning center fielder.
Yeah, but you know what he is, James? He's a .243 lifetime hitter.
But but he's a .750 OPS right-handed bat. Like, he's better than what they have.
He
makes them better. But I agree with you. Like, they had a chance to really supercharge this thing, to really make them, the one of the main favorites to win. And they still are, but to really put themselves right there, and they didn't, and it's disappointing. Here's my question for you, though. Is it the Duran move that kind of got you back? Because you came into this deadline saying, don't trade away the top prospects. Right. I don't want to go crazy. And they didn't. Like, on the flip side, Andrew Painter's still here. Aiden Miller's still here. Justin Crawford, Aroon Escobar. Like, they kept 4 out of their top 5 100 prospects.
No, James, absolutely. But if you notice, I did a very quick pivot, because it's how I truly feel. That this was a November through February failure.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
that's...
come on!
I agree with you.
Idiot on Mars who barely knows baseball knew that Marsh and Rojas weren't the answer. And then you're going to give me Kepler, which is this year's Whit Merrifield, and a Matt Vierling, and a freaking... who was the guy they got last year, Austin Hayes? I mean, I know Austin Hayes has been better this year, and he's not sick, but, like, come on! Really? 215-592-9494. Devin, where do you land on this?
So, I ended yesterday very disappointed, because I just kept hearing and seeing rumors that, the Phillies were still, and I do believe that they were in on Kwan up until the end.
I'm sure they were trying, but you know what? Like,
well, but you just said you're happy they didn't trade Painter, and I think that is truly what it came down to. Mm-hmm. I think that the price was just too high for an outfield bat like you're describing that would... I mean, I think Harrison Bader is a good pickup. He's having his best offensive year. He already has the best OPS batting average out of any of the current outfielders on the Phillies. I know the bar is on the floor, but it's still something.
No, it is something, but my thing is Dave Dombrowski should have known in January that it was going to be hard to get a quality outfielder on July 31st.
Yes.
I could have told him that.
But Dave Dombrowski, and he also knows, you know, he has guys with $100 million paychecks like Bryce Harper, like Kyle Schwarber, like Trey Turner, who need to step up. And he said that. He said that the last time he spoke to media at Citizens Bank Park, he said, like, some of this is going to have to come from within.
It is. But here's the thing I'll say.
You know?
I know, and it's frustrating. But we all remember what happened last postseason.
Guys, here's where I'm at with Rojas. And maybe he won't be on the team in October.
I don't think he will be, for what it's worth.
I don't either. But here's where I'm at on him. In my lifetime, I can't remember a player that bad that has been leaned on multiple years to try to win a title. The last player, and this player was better, okay, better, really better, not great, really annoying, was Todd Pinkston.
Pinky.
Like, I'm leaning on Todd Pinkston, I'm trying to win a Super Bowl.
Well,
you know, like that, is worse.
Let me throw another angle into this, too, that bothered me about the way they approached this deadline. It felt like they went in, they're like, all right, we're going to get an outfielder. Like, why not go Eugenio Suarez? Harper said he would move. Like, Eugenio Suarez is a power right-handed bat. He gets right in the middle of the line. Why not trade for Ryan O'Hearn? I know he's a first baseman. Harper said he would move. Like, go get a better hitter. Like, it felt like they went into this with this kind of myopic view of, let's get the best outfielder we can get because that's our need. Instead of being creative and saying, let's get the best bat we can because that's what we desperately need, and then we'll figure it out from there.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's that time of the week, a Fransky Friday on the Midday Show, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. The trade deadline is in the books. Harrison Bader, a Philly, shortly after... We had Scott on the show yesterday. Let's react to it all. Scott Fransky with us right now. Hey, Scott.
Scott.
How we doing, fellas?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Scott, overall, how did you feel about the day that the Phillies had yesterday?
I thought it was okay. I maybe there's some bigger bats out there. I don't know. I don't know how I would assume they probably made offers, overtures to Cleveland about Stephen Kwan, although, you know, he's not – maybe not the exact profile of what they were looking for, but I would assume they probably made overtures. I mean, you know, they got what they were looking for, and that's a right-handed bat who can play the outfield. He plays it very, very well, which gives them some options for whether they want to use him in center or left. I understand it's not earth-shattering in terms of, you know, you're not getting a 30 homer guy, but that guy wasn't available, you know. Beyond Suarez, that guy wasn't available.
Well, that's true. There was only one of those guys. There's a power on the market. Scott, your thought on Bader after calling him and seeing him over the years when he's come and played the Phillies, and he was a Cardinal, Yankee, Met, now a Twin. This is probably one of his better years. In the playoffs few years ago, he had a big run with the Yankees. I've always liked him as a player, and now it feels like maybe there's some more power than used to be there.
Yeah, I guess from what I've been reading is, you know, his bat speed's up a little bit. He changed some stuff with his conditioning last offseason, and he's had a really good year. So he's always had a lot of tools, a lot of ability. You know, obviously was more of a platoon-type player in recent seasons, but this year, you know, split-wise, he can play against righties and lefties. And I kind of think they're going to do that. I kind of think he's going to start in center field. And I think he's going to get most of the time in center field. I guess we'll find out today when, you know, Rob Thompson talks more about it and they make all the roster moves that they're going to make. But that's kind of what I feel like they're going to do with him, at least at the outset, and see what that looks like.
Scott, if you had to guess, and we'll start to see it tonight, where do you think he would slot in the lineup? He's the kind of player where you could squint and put him almost in any spot, but then it doesn't feel like he really fits into any particular spot. You know, maybe he just ends up 6 or 7 because that's just where they put him, but he's righty. They have some other righties around that part of the order. He's hitting for more power, but that's not what he always was. If you had a guess, where do you think he might slot into a regular lineup if he's playing a lot in center?
You know, if he's playing a lot and he's doing well, I could see him hitting as high as 5. I mean, honestly, if he's really hitting well, I mean, his, I mean, let's be honest, his slugging percentage numbers beat some of the guys on the roster right now, a lot of the guys on the roster. So could he hit 4th? I don't know, maybe, if he's really swinging a hot bat. But I would say anywhere from 4 to 7 is probably where we would likely see him, depending on, you know, who the pitcher is that day, what the matchups might look like, you know, whether JT's in there or not, or Marchand is, makes a difference, and, you know, which righties and lefties start. So I think he could be anywhere in that 4 to 7 range.
Scott, the other part of the deadline isn't just what the Phillies do, it's what everyone else does, and now how they stack up across the National League. What was your reaction to what the other NL teams did, and specifically the Padres? I mean, they're the story of the deadline. They put all their chips in the middle, including a trade late yesterday where they get Laureano and O'Hearn from the Orioles. What did you make of what the Padres did as they try to get over the hump? I mean, they've been in the race, you know, for 3-4 years now, just like the Phillies, but they're trying to really get over the hump this time.
Yeah, I mean, they are. Their pitching's been good. They obviously need some offensive help. Ramon Laureano, he's, again, a good player, having a good year, but is he much different than Harrison Bader? I don't think so. To me, he's the same. He's about the same acquisition, to be honest with you. A guy who really kind of got cast aside by a few different organizations in recent years. He's got a very similar profile to Bader. I'll say that. O'Hearn, you know, breakout year, hasn't hit as well after the first 2 months of the season. But I know when we saw him, they were playing a rise at first base a lot. Maybe they move him off of first. Maybe he DHs. Maybe O'Hearn DHs and Arise stays at first. I don't know exactly what they're going to do with everything. A.J. Preller, he's not afraid to trade his prospects away. They wouldn't need Ramon Laureano if they had James Wood. You know, I mean, that's one thing. They wouldn't have had to make the deal if they hadn't traded away all those prospects years ago. So sometimes it comes back to bite you, sometimes not.
Well, that's for sure. And they did a few years ago to get Soto, and now Wood is one of the best players in baseball. They traded a lot of prospects away, and maybe the one they traded yesterday for Miller turns out to be one of those guys. Scott Fransky with us here, talking Phillies trade deadline. And, Scott, it's interesting because right after the deadline, they get quite the test and, you know, potentially a World Series preview. Tigers in tonight. It's going to be a fun weekend here. Just, you know, Wall of Fame tonight, Jimmy Rollins and Ed Wade, and also a series that's going to just feel big considering two of the best teams in baseball and both teams trying to win the World Series. It's going to be a fun weekend here.
Yeah, it should be. Always is with Alumni Weekend. It wasn't always the case when the Tigers would come to town. They're obviously a different club these days. And, you know, the pitching matchup tomorrow with Scooble and Wheeler, that's must-see kind of stuff. And, I think it's a test. I think they're all tests in a way. I mean, obviously the Phillies have played 500 balls since June 1st. The Mets have played one game over 500 since June 1st. One game over, I think. So that's the half-game difference. They were tied back then. So it's kind of now a sprint to see who gets to the finish line to win the East. And they're all big. All these series are big.
You know, Scott, I know you weren't here when J-Roll was here, but he's going into the Hall of Fame tonight. What do you remember about J-Roll?
I saw a few of J-Roll's games.
I know you did, but, I was saying you didn't call him. But what do you remember about J-Roll as a player?
We always used to say the Phillies go as J-Roll goes. I mean, what he did at the top of the lineup, was, you know, obviously the numbers kind of speak for themselves, but there was a certain energy that he brought. There was a certain swagger he brought. That swagger gave the team validity, I think, at a certain point in time when they were trying to find out who they were and what they were going to be and when they were sort of blossoming as young players. And I think Jimmy brought that swagger, you know, long before he was an established star. Mm-hmm. But that confidence that he had, I think it permeated throughout the clubhouse. And, Jimmy wasn't the most vocal leader. He was vocal. Wasn't the most vocal leader. But I think what he did was he showed everybody that they belonged, among the conversation, amongst the best in baseball in that 06, 07 range before they, you know, had their run in 08. So, And the other thing about Jimmy is what he did defensively. I don't think you truly appreciate it till it's gone. Mm-hmm. Yes, he made some fantastic plays, but he never messed up the routine play. He just didn't ever mess up the routine play. And that's what you want out of a shortstop. And you don't always appreciate it while it's there, but looking back how important he was and how meaningful he was to this franchise.
Scott, tonight is his Wall of Fame induction. I don't know if I've ever asked you, what's your thought on his chances to one day get a bigger one, which is in Cooperstown?
Yeah.
I always thought part of the reason why I think he's struggled to get more of the vote so far is he played in an era of amazing shortstops. So maybe at the time he jockeyed between the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, but that's just because they had, there was A-Rod, right? There was Tejada, was Garcia Parra. Like that wasn't really because he wasn't a great player. I thought it almost overshadowed how great Jimmy was. He has gotten a little bit of traction, but not a big amount. What do you think about his chances to one day make the Hall of Fame?
To me, you look at some of the other guys that are in. I think when Larkin went in, I think that to me was like, oh yeah, well Jimmy could definitely make it, right? If Barry Larkin could, and Barry Larkin's a heck of a player, and I think Jimmy's numbers stand up to what Larkin did. And again, Jimmy has all the other things. He's got a ring. He's got MVP. He's got he did everything that you need to do. He has gold gloves. He has all the hardware that go along with it. And again, I know he played in an era where there were a lot of really good shortstops, but he was one of the best, and he was one of the most consistent, and he did it for a long, long time. So I think the chances are still there. For Jimmy, I think it's something that I don't know if it'll be the first go around, but I think it's one of those things where there's still definitely a chance for him.
Yeah, and it's going to be a special weekend, special night tonight with Jimmy Rollins and with Ed Wade. We get to see some new Phillies in a big series against Tigers. Scott, we'll be listening. Enjoy the weekend. And we'll especially be locked into that game tomorrow with Wheeler and Scoble. Maybe a preview of game one of the World Series. Scott, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys. Talk to you next week.
Scott Fransky on the Phillies there. Yeah, it is fun, Hugh, that the trade deadline goes right into one of the biggest series of the year. Like, they get to play the team that's probably been the best in the American League the whole season.
Yeah, and it's amazing, like, being in the city and feeling how everybody felt when we got Duran, and then to get Bader.
Duran.
What'd I say?
Well, I mean, we went over.
My name is Joan Duran. Duran.
That's what I said.
Duran.
I said Duran.
It's a little different.
Duran.
Duran. That's a little bit better.
Okay. Well, yeah. So it's gonna be kind of interesting to see what the feeling is tonight, especially if we get in a situation where we could potentially see him. So yeah.
Well, the other thing that
and it's City Connect night.
I actually think Duran's entrance will look better in the City Connect.
Yeah,
for whatever reason, I think it's kind of made for the City Connect.
I do too.
Which we could get tonight in his first game as a Philly. 215-592-9494 for Eagles wrapping up practice. As soon as Jahad Campbell is ready, he'll come over and we'll talk to the Eagles rookie linebacker, who's of course getting ready to maybe have a bigger impact early in the season than we thought. I mean, I've been following Elliott's reports of training camp, and it feels like, and we'll talk to Jahad in a few minutes. Feels like Jahad Campbell is getting more time on the field. Today's August 1st?
Yeah.
There was a thought that he wouldn't really be on the field practicing in a meaningful way till mid-August. He beat that timeline.
Yeah, he did, man. I think what did Coach Fangio say? I can't even think of what I was saying. And you're just going to let me flail.
Well, I don't know.
Like that,
I don't know where you're going.
Don't say. Yeah, I forgot what I was trying to say, but it's
going to
come.
I do try to give you a lifeline if I know where you're going. I didn't know.
They undersold, overachieved.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't think about it.
It's Tuck, almost like the
Tuck over there. Tuck. Me and Tuck hung out. Remember when Tuck had the tank top on?
How you've told everyone so many
burnt
times.
He ain't even helped me out. What's going on with this?
All right,
you
so then I get
Tucker?
It.
That's what he thank you.
Under promise, over deliver.
Well, I did hear him say it after I just threw him under the bus, but he said under promise, over deliver. That's what it was trying to say.
So, but the thank doctors you. With Jahad Campbell's recovery, that's what you were talking about. Under promise, over deliver.
I couldn't say it.
Spit it out.
Spit it out.
Come on, big guy.
Hey, Mike, stop laughing. It ain't that funny.
You know what the best part is? When the simplest thing gets us tripped up. We're just talking about Campbell being a little quicker to back to the field than we thought.
I was trying. I couldn't spit it out.
I think that was the classic. You made it harder than it had to be.
Yeah, way harder than it needed to be.
Hey, Hugh, what do you think about Jahad Campbell being on the practice field earlier than we thought?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing, Joe. Instead,
that's all I had to say. That's all I had to say. I tried to be.
He's got a real chance to play week one. I don't know.
I tried to play word salad.
You did.
And I blew it up.
This is why we never need to try to sound smarter than we are. We just sat then we end up dumber.
Hey, this is it. I just said everybody like, what the hell is he trying to say? What's wrong with him? What is wrong with him? Is he afflicted right now?
What is wrong with him?
I'm about to get killed for that today by you people.
Here's my question. What could you have possibly been afflicted with that you couldn't even get through that?
Turrets. I had turrets.
All right, let's go to the phone.
I had a moment of turrets.
Let's go talk to Scott in King of Prussia. What's up, Scott?
Greetings, guys.
Hey, Scott.
So, just piggybacking off of Scott, I do have J. Roll as a Hall of Famer, but also, I wanted to repeat what a caller had said last night because I think it was worth repeating. And Joe, especially to you, I want to get your comment on this. If you were to flip the days of the trade, make the Duron trade on the second day, how do you feel now about the trade deadline?
Well, I feel like Dave saved the deadline, right? If he started with Bader and then we're waiting and waiting and waiting and we get Duron yesterday – and he lands him, and he gets the big fish, and it helped the bullpen. I think we feel more like, all right, it started off bad. Like, you know, as if we give him a B or a B-plus for his grade, we started off with a D, but then we ended with an A, so let's finish, you know, we'll round it off to a B overall. Like, I'd feel better if it probably went that way.
All right. I thought it was interesting, a different perspective on it. I would have liked to seen us obviously get a power right-handed bat, but there weren't many available. And if you had put Suarez at third base with Turner, that defense would have let you down at the worst time. So that would have been a mistake, even though the power would have been nice. I would have liked to seen another pen arm, but that might be something they can get, you know, when that waivers comes by, the second tier of
but that's out now, Scott. Now if a team just outright we keep talking about the Phillies getting rid of Kepler, like DFAing him, if someone DFAs a player, the Phillies could get him, but that waiver wire deals, those are gone. They don't do those anymore.
Okay, well, I do think you're going to see some veterans released, and you might be able to pick up another pen arm as we go a little further.
Good.
I got a top five list for you for names for the show.
Oh, we got five. Okay, let's roll through these.
Number five, Midday Mayhem. Number four, Bold and the Bald. Number three, No Hair, Don't Care. Number two, Midday Muckbangers. And number three, this is my favorite, the Bald Spot.
I like the bald spot.
I like the bald spot.
The bald spot's not bad. You know what, Scott? You brought a lot to the table there. Now, I mean, the idea of winning tri-day with five answers. But I let him do it because we haven't gotten enough good ones. I felt like we needed to.
And I think his number one is his ultimate submission, right?
The bald spot.
Yeah, the bald spot.
There were a few of them that were good in there.
I like the bald spot. It just sounds like us.
It does.
It's the bald spot because we both have them, and, you know, we wear them with pride.
Yeah, and this is the spot for the bald spot, this part of the day.
I just want to put it out there that I'm not balding.
No, but people seem to talk about your hairline, though.
They do.
Yeah.
Was born with it, dude.
You know, I'm just saying they bring it up.
I know, I'm not.
They bring up a lot.
It was a lot of comb overs out here today. And I just wanted to
Don't name names. Just don't.
But I'm just saying.
We've done enough commenting on what's going on outside this RV today.
I mean, but it's on brand.
The comb over?
Well, on brand for us to comment on stuff we shouldn't be commenting on. I mean, some cats that we work with probably just need to let go. Like, seriously.
Come on home.
Tuck could. I know Tuck probably think I'm talking about. No. Tuck, you're good.
Tuck has a good head of hair, yeah.
Tuck is good. He just need to quit wearing them tank tops.
Well, he said he's not going to.
Burnt skin. But outside
suns
of that.
Suns out, guns out. Let the guy live.
No, and that's exactly what he said. We had a grand old time. hanging out with Tubby. Yeah, it's some of our coworkers. They need to go ahead.
You know,
come on home.
Children form core memories.
Yes,
I've noticed with you, you seem to form core memories in your 50s. Like you have these moments that then they just stick with you.
Well, most of the moments that I've had lately, they've been chemically induced.
Okay,
and that's why they become
so.
Core,
those
core
are
memories.
Your core memories.
No, just like when we listen. One of my favorite memories of us as a midday show. And Kyle, you weren't there, but if you would have been there, it would have been great.
Oh, is that why it's a core memory?
Well, no, it was because, like, listen, it was
one of my
me,
favorite days. You weren't working that day.
It was me, Spike, Elliot, and Ike, and we went to dinner in New Orleans, right?
I was there.
Yeah, and I said Kyle wasn't there. Yeah,
show. I get it.
So, Elliot picked the restaurant, right?
And he worked.
He worked extremely hard to get this restaurant right. Spike was so perturbed.
He hated the restaurant.
He and what made it so funny was, you know how you're with somebody and they're trying to make the best of the moment, but they really can't. Like he was so uncomfortable. Like he ended up eating tissue paper, didn't he? Something like that, because there was nothing on the menu that he could eat.
Are you gonna tell the audience about your behavior during this? Whole
oh, I was. Hey, I said it in a way where you could use your imagination.
He was asleep in the restaurant at 6 o'clock,
and hey,
it was, and it was
how
a
do,
nice.
How did I not know about this?
It was a nice restaurant.
You're a disaster.
But Kyle, every now and then, because I was sitting next to Spike, he would ask the menu, well, how do you cook this food? Do you cook it in vegetable? He was like, no, sir, do you change the grease? Like, he is over there trying to find something to eat because he's starving. And every now and then, I would wake up and just laugh.
Now, to be fair, to be fair to Elliot.
And laugh.
Well, to be fair to Elliot, if you're a vegan, I'm not sure New Orleans
yes,
is the place
it's
for you.
Not, yes.
Everything is cooked in grease. Bacon grease.
Everything is cooked in the same grease that everything is cooked in.
And it's all shrimp. And yeah, it's not an easy place. So that was difficult. Now, the other part that I don't even know if Hugh knows about. Hugh, I wish you could have seen the waitresses. Again, this is a nice restaurant. The waitress's face when she came over to pour asleep. Water in our glasses, and you are dead asleep. She looked at you like, is this guy bleeping kidding?
Was it alcohol induced, or you were just tired, man?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, it wasn't so much the alcohol. But
I
was nice.
By the way, my yes. favorite moment on the midday show, the week he was out.
I deserve that because I didn't mean it like that. I was just saying you weren't with us, but if you were, it would have been even a grander time.
Yeah, you could have really. You should have framed that as my favorite moments as I came back to WIP. But you really framed it as a show thing, as if on the air, and then it was.
But boy, I
made Kyle feel bad.
Spike was perturbed.
Well, then Elliot got perturbed because Spike was perturbed. Elliot's like, then you just do it next time. You find the restaurant.
Wild. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
They were, it was a lot. All right. 215-592-9494. Are you okay with how the deadline went for the Phillies? I'm not. I wish they did more. If you're going to give me a Harrison Bader, give me two Harrison Baders. Give me another outfielder to supplement the other side in left field because it just feels like there's still, like, I feel that there's an offensive hole at second base that they're not going to do anything about the whole year because that is what it is. And there's still one in left field. So we are average in right, we are a little above average at center. We are above average at first, above average at short, about average at third, trending towards average at catcher because JT's been better lately. But it's a lot of average or below average. Now, I wanted another bat. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right, Jahad Campbell set to join us as Eagles practice has wrapped up.
Is he?
Well, he is. He will at some point. He's getting extra work out there.
He's working.
The guy's working with his position coaches.
He is trying to get ready for the season. We are not high on his priority.
Yeah, I guess priority list is getting on the field for the Eagles. We promise we will talk to Jahad Campbell. Your calls. And we got to get to a couple of significant pieces of NFC East news. Are we getting real trade requests? Is this division going to get shaken up? We'll hit all that coming up. Midday show live at Eagles training camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, yeah. Steve. Uh-huh. That's not Stephen Kwan you were texting?
No.
Come on, man.
I wish it was.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Deadline Day is presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. We're at McGurk's in Horsham. Great sing-along from McGurk's.
How about that?
Loved it.
30 minutes.
Ben Davis with us until the deadline, which is 30 minutes away. Devin Caney at the deadline desk, monitoring the rumors. Yes. Get us the info, Caney.
Well, I have a few trades not involving the Phillies to update you guys on if you want them.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't have to.
No. Do it.
I should so Jack doesn't steal it again. So the Chicago Cubs acquiring utility man Willie Castro from the Twins. So Twins continue.
The Twins. Do they have anybody left?
No. They have Cody Clemens.
They have Byron Buxton.
They phone guys up from A-ball.
Yeah. The Texas Rangers acquiring right-hander Merrill Kelly from the Diamondbacks. Yeah.
Oh. That's a real move.
Yeah. And that's all I got so far.
Yeah, the Cubs, sort of a quiet deadline, more quiet than you would expect.
Milwaukee, too.
Well,
yeah. Milwaukee, they'll never trade for anyone. Like, they think they're so smart and so much better than everyone at their side. They don't feel the need. Like, they'll trade nothing for Andrew Vaughn, and he'll have, like, an 850 OPS for them. They are the worst.
They think they're so smart. I guess they are so
smart.
They are.
The Brewers' elitism.
So we'll take you all the way up until 6. It's been an interesting trade deadline for the Phillies, making a huge deal yesterday. They got their closer, which I thought was their biggest need. And then today, trading for Harrison Bader, who is a good player, an outfielder. I think, you know, we've talked about him maybe being a platoon bat. I would have a hard time starting Rojas or Marsh over Harrison Bader, to be honest with you. I think Bader is better than both of them at everything. But the big prize that is still potentially in the Philly sights, who has not been traded yet, is Stephen Kwan. Interesting as well that the Padres were rumored to be interested in Kwan. They traded for an outfielder.
Yes.
The Dodgers were rumored to be
two outfielders. Yeah. Brian Hearn could be an outfielder if they want.
The Dodgers traded for an outfielder as well. So it would seem that the Astros and the Phillies are the only two teams left.
No, but the Astros traded for Jesus Sanchez.
You're right. So my guess at this point is that Stephen Kwan is a Philly or is a Guardian at 6:01.
I agree.
Right? I mean, unless there's a mystery team out there that nobody's reported on yet.
Could be. I'm trying to think. Like, maybe the Mariners?
What about the Mets? Like, they didn't make a big outfield move.
Cedric Mullins.
Yeah. I guess that's their move.
Cedric Mullins, yeah. I think, is their move.
And it's weird that the White Sox didn't trade Luis Robert.
That's stupid.
For the second straight year.
Yep.
Do you think he
doesn't want to be there.
That's what I was going to say. He's got to be pissed off.
Do you think his value is going to go up when he has a $20 million price tag attached to his name next year?
Oh, no, of course not. Yeah.
Is that his option or theirs?
It's theirs.
It's theirs.
But it's two team options.
If you're going to keep him, at this point, you might as well pick it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he has that for 2 years, right? There's a $20 million option and then another $20 million option after that, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
By the way, it's good flexibility to have him. You trade for him. I imagine they keep him if they trade for him. But let's see. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, lady and fellers? How y'all doing today?
What's up, feller?
Justin. What's up, brother?
Sorry it's been so long. I've been busier than that one-legged man.
Ass kicking contest. Yep, I know
it. You dead gum right. He's been busy last couple of weeks. But, man, the thing that I look at with these prospects, that's the thing. They're prospects. And what I told Luke when I first called in, the last time the Fields had a can't-miss pitching prospect and they traded him was Sixto Sanchez for J.T. Realmuto. And how'd that turn out? You know, I'm not saying Painter's going to wind up like Sixto, but that's the thing. If you want to win, sometimes you can't prospect hug. So I'm like you guys. If you want to win, go get the Kwan. He's going to help you in the outfield, and I agree with what
his nickname's said. The Chosen Kwan, by the way.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Not the Chosen Kwan.
I like that.
The Chosen Kwan, that's phenomenal. But, yeah, there's no way I'd play Marsh or Rojas over Bader. Watching the Twins and Red Sox last couple of days, I saw Bader. Bader's just got this cocky attitude about him, man. He's got that curly ass mullet, like a pro mullet type thing going on in the back. He just looks like a cocky son of a gun, man. I think he's going to fit in great in Philly. But yeah, you can't prospect hug.
Pennant's not prospects, right, Justin? Pennant's not prospects.
Oh, Spike's saying.
Exactly. Yep. I mean, you've got if you're this close, when the guys are getting older, and it could be Kyle's last year, it could be JT's last year, you've got to go all in. Because you should have won it a couple years ago against Houston. And then you choked it away last year against the Mets. You should have beat the Mets last year. Everybody goes on and on about the bullpen. But the daggone bats froze up too. It was just an implosion. So, yeah, go get the chosen Kwan, as Jack said.
put it out there, lay it all out on the table, leave nothing to change. Let her rip hater shit. Go get it done, Dombo.
There you go.
Y'all had a heck of a show. Like I said, sorry I ain't been able to call, but life's been happening, boys. But I'm always listening. I love you, boys. I mean, holler at you later.
All right, see you, Justin.
I got a quick question.
Yeah.
Now, he assumed JT may not be here. What's the guy name we just traded?
Tyee.
Trading him almost makes it important to bring JT back, right?
Yeah.
Well, Tyee was JT.
They got
now.
Nobody else.
He's like 18, though.
He was
right?
like probably 3 or 4 years away.
Yeah. Oh, so they were going to do it anyway.
Yeah. I don't think he affects JT.
I think he's 19. But that's. I don't think JT.
We don't have a catcher to replace JT.
No.
Yeah, I mean, the JT deal is a 2-year deal, right? It's on for 2 years.
Yeah, hang on, man. 2 years, $20 million.
He'll probably want 3.
Oh, well,
guess what?
Well, he'll take 2.
Yeah.
He'll be happy.
Yeah.
You take your 2
He'll
and
take
like
2 and be happy.
Yeah. Devin's going to go in there and do the negotiating for us.
Go grill him. Go grill him.
Well, JT wants 3 and Schwarber wants 4.
Yeah.
It's great. Everybody's 35 and wants a new contract. It's like, well,
Bryce is only 32.
Well, they're going to start to get to the point where they're not going to be able to play when it's 98 degrees out there, you know, like you and the camera.
That's true.
We're pushing that age.
It was out of my hands.
The other thing to remember about Stephen Kwan, too, he is 27 years old. He's 27.
Prime. That's prime right there.
And with how, I mean, he's going to play for, you're left fielder for 10 years.
For another decade.
Yeah. I mean, you're trading for a guy who is in his prime, 27 years old, with 2 years of team control left. Come on, Phils. Come on, Dumbo. Get it done.
Land the plane.
Anthony in California, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Great show, fellas. It's kind of cool hearing Salisbury on here, Ben Davis, and all the guys.
A bunch of real baseball
guys. What about
guys?
Fritz?
Yeah, real baseball guys.
Loving it. And, Fritz, good to see you, man. Dom's here with you, so you want to say hey.
Nice.
What?
Oh, Dom, yes. Dommy, what's happening, pal?
Hey, how you doing?
These are my friends out in San Diego.
What are we doing?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My people.
Okay. Young folks.
Yeah. Dom's only seen one loss out there in San Diego during his entire life. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, he's 12-1.
12-1.
Wow.
San Diego baseball. AJ Preller plays pickup basketball with my buddies at the Y, and apparently he's just a jerk on the basketball court.
I can
he
see
loves
that.
To foul people.
He wants to win.
Wait around.
What a loser.
So a little inside baseball. I did not
it's like Nick Sirianni playing one-on-one.
Chris, I got 2 questions for you. One, do you think there's any realistic chance that someone on the actual MLB lineup gets traded? I know that the Guardian said they wanted an MLB-ready person. Is there like a surprise Philly that we all love or something that could go?
I can think of a couple of guys.
Yeah.
Max Kepler doesn't have
Spike will he'll throw 5 in there, 5 different players.
Yeah. Could I interest you in a Max Kepler and Alec Bohmer and Nick Castellanos?
They all how about a Stott?
I kind of like Stotty.
Oh, man, something about him.
Yeah. If we win a World Series, I want Stott to be on the team.
Okay.
But you don't want Bohm on the team.
No.
But do you realistically think like a Stott or someone like that could be in a trade?
Jack?
I think probably the most likely thing that happens in the next 20 minutes is they find someone to just take Kepler for the rest of the year. Yeah, I think there's an outside chance. The thing is, like, they're over that last luxury tax thing, so they're probably interested in trying to find a way to kind of spend some or get rid of some money. I'd be surprised, but I think it's in the realm of possibility.
Well, the question becomes, are they willing to give up a prospect to dump a guy?
Right.
You know,
right.
to help them with
sweeten the pot.
Yeah, to help them with a salary thing.
Yeah, what happened with Duran from Boston? I feel like his name fell out of all the rumors. Is he off the table?
Yeah, it seems like the Red Sox just shut that down. They'll probably trade him in the offseason.
We can be back in.
He's not having the best year either.
Yeah, he's eating up, though.
All right, Ant. Thank you for the call, bro.
All right, Ant.
See you.
20 minutes.
I know.
Dave, I put my faith in you.
My anxiety level is pretty high. The last time, now this says a lot. The last time my sports anxiety level was this high was the lottery, was the NBA lottery.
Oh, this past year.
Waiting for the pick. Yeah. Yeah.
With
hey,
Ike
man, we got it all the way to three.
Ike running up and down the stage.
Yeah, I mean, what
Listen,
a performance.
Both my knees were good.
Yeah, I was going to say. you look fine that night. Physically, you look fine that night. You look fine that night. Brian in Lafayette Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Gentlemen, how are you?
What's up, brother?
By the way, again, that's more activity than my body was used to. Could have led to the bone spurs in the foot, too.
It actually could have.
Just like when Bryce got hit in the elbow, and all of a sudden his wrist was active.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I had heard that the Phillies were bringing up Justin Crawford August 1st. And Dave Dombrowski has been quoted as saying, if you're going to bring up, you got to play him. Is he going to be their center fielder tomorrow night?
No, I think, if anything, he's in a corner.
Well, it also depends what they do the rest of today.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, if they trade for Stephen Kwan, Justin Crawford's not playing for the Phillies tomorrow.
I would agree.
No. You know?
I would agree.
And they got the Tigers, Jack Flaherty tomorrow night. Righty with a above 5 ERA. It'd be a good debut for Crawford to make.
Scooball pitching this weekend?
Yeah.
Scooball versus Wheeler on Saturday.
Ooh!
Yeah.
I mean...
I gotta be locked in on that.
You had said earlier that he's gotta learn how to lift the ball. He's batting 330 in AAA with this high ground out rate. You know who leads the major league with the highest ground out rate?
Trey Turner.
JT.
Okay.
Oh, Yelich.
Okay.
So that's not a bad guy to be compared to.
Well, current Christian Yelich is not great, but yeah. The problem with the 340 minor league
Christian
average.
Christian Yelich won an MVP.
He did win an MVP.
That's what I thought. I'm like, did he win an MVP?
The problem with is that do those ground balls translate at the big league level, correct, where those guys can actually make plays that guys in the minor leagues can't?
And it's above a 60% ground ball percentage rate, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they could also turn into extra base hits.
No, not.
Come on, man.
In the big leagues?
Come on, man.
Yeah, in fantasy camp that happens, but not in the major leagues.
I think the thing is with Crawford is two things. One, he'll probably be a major league player. And the second thing is that given the ground ball rate, he is swimming upstream to become as good a hitter in the major leagues as you want him to be, especially compared to how he's hitting in the minors. So, like, those numbers, yes, is it possible for him to accomplish what you're saying? But, like, the odds are not good that he would.
Well, I would take my chances with a guy whose bloodlines are from a four-time All-Star.
Brother, Pete Rose's son never became an effective major league player. Like, the bloodlines are great. Absolutely. He's still got to play. He can't. Now, some of us can just get jobs because their dad said so, but Justin Crawford cannot.
That's right.
Well, guess what? Pete Rose's son never batted 330 in any level of minor league baseball.
I just don't care. I don't care about his bloodlines.
Moved up one. Well, I do.
Why?
Because I look around in the major league and I see a lot of guys who came from good bloodlines that are great players.
Yes, and you look around in the major leagues, and guys that hit the ball on the ground all the time don't get a lot of hits. If you want to talk about looking around the major leagues, then that is what you see. Again, he will get a chance. If they don't make another trade, he's going to get a chance, and we're going to see if it happens. But for you to say that you're going to take your chances over, like here's the truth. The truth is that the odds that Justin Crawford is ever as good and productive as Stephen Kwan are very, very small. It's like a 5% chance. So if you have a chance to get a guy who is 27 and guaranteed to be a good player right now, I will take, especially for a team that is looking to win the World Series this year, I will take my chances with that 27-year-old who has been productive in the major leagues for 4 years, as opposed to taking a chance on a guy whose metrics do not line up with him being a really good major league hitter. Justin Crawford might be... He might prove me wrong, but
5% is a ridiculous number.
No, it isn't.
2020, absolutely ridiculous.
No, it isn't. No, you're telling me that there's better than a 5% chance that Justin Crawford is better than Stephen Kwan. You're crazy.
Oh, you know less than your dad.
You're crazy.
Oh God.
Okay. Because you're losing the argument.
Yeah,
you had to go say something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't agree with you. And I'm
okay, that's fine. That's we'll fine. Your dad's full of it, too. There we're even.
Like, holy, knew that wasn't going to go well,
Ben. Just like, holy moly. Like, I say enough stuff to argue with where you can just argue on the basis of what I'm saying. The truth is that anybody's production in minor leagues, like, is more unlikely than likely if you're looking as a whole to translate to the majors. I will say this over and over and over again. If a guy has done it, has been close to a 300 hitter in Major League Baseball and a two-time Gold Glove player in Major League Baseball in the first 4 years of his career, it's hard to match that.
Yeah.
Like, that's not an insult to Justin Crawford. It's hard to already be as good as he is.
Well, the one thing is that, you know, Justin Crawford, his strikeout rate, again, in minor league baseball is about 20%, whereas Kwan in Major League Baseball is 8%.
Right.
Wow. How old is Crawford?
I didn't know it was that low.
How old is Crawford?
He's 21.
Okay, still young.
Yeah.
Still young.
The text line.
I thought it was like 23 or something.
Even though there is no text line.
Yeah, well, but I still got to talk about the sponsorship.
I just want to make sure.
We appreciate our friends at Benari Jewelers.
Of course.
The text line would have been brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. As a very special WIP afternoon show trade deadline thing, we normally stop the show, what, like 53?
Yeah.
We're going all the way through.
That's right.
So we will be with you all the way until 6 o'clock.
Cutting into Broad's time.
Devin.
Yes.
You're at the deadline day desk.
I am.
Do you have anything to report on the Phillies?
Not on the Phillies. There has been a trade. I am so nervous. I was nervous to say trade or like raise my hand to tell you because I don't want everyone to get all excited.
I'm going
to
get nervous.
That it's a Phillies trade, and it's not. It's not that exciting. Former Philly Billy Falter traded from the Pirates to the Royals.
Hard
throw. That's all I've gotten so far.
Wow.
Had a good year for them. He's figuring it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Billy Falter's all right.
Yes. I'm, like, afraid to announce any trades, though.
No,
I don't want everyone to jump out.
Don't get gun-shy over there.
No, yeah, do your thing. Do your thing. You're good.
You got 12 minutes.
You'll know. I'm actually scared I'm going to, like, accidentally say something I shouldn't say.
Now, just jump right in there. Interrupt us.
Make sure there's a blue check. Now make sure it's not Mike Rodriguez.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Jack, for that tip.
Now, I wonder if this is possible. I remember when I was desperate for the Sixers to trade Evan Turner. And I remember that deadline. And I said I would die if he did not get traded by 3 o'clock whenever the deadline was. And 3 o'clock came and went, and Evan Turner was not traded. But the trade got announced at 3:03. So I wonder if there is a little bit of wiggle room after 6 o'clock.
Sure, they can make the trade.
We have another... Boston Red Sox acquiring right-hander Dustin May from the Dodgers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Is that man?
He's a carrot top that had Tommy John twice.
Oh.
Okay. Is he a comedian?
No, but he actually looks like carrot top.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right.
But he's a big, tall righty, throws 100, but he's had two Tommy Johns.
I
have no idea why the Red Sox would want him.
I was looking around on TikTok yesterday, as I am wont to do.
Yep, me too.
And I saw a 16-year-old throwing 98 miles an hour.
Woo!
16 years old. That sounds like you, Jack.
Yeah, no. That's going to be Walker and Sonny.
Sounds more like Ben, not Jack.
Yeah, I know.
We are 11 minutes away from the trade deadline. We are on Quan Watch. Dave and Ben Salem, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you, Spike. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Ike, for giving me a life every day. When I
no problem.
When I drive down to the Phillies, this is what's doing it for me right now.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that,
yes,
Dave.
Sir. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
It's crazy right now. Are they going to make a deal? You know, the Oakland A's traded Mason Miller. Could they trade Brent Brooker, man? We're all talking about the other guy. But what about Brent Rooker, man, in this line?
I do like Rooker, too.
I'll take him.
He said that he signed that deal with the A's with a no-trade clause to stay there.
Who the hell does that?
I know.
He's got it.
Let's go play in Sacramento.
Well, he'll be in Las Vegas soon.
Is he waiting to get to Vegas? Is that what that is?
How many years until they're in Vegas? 3 more years?
Yeah, I think it's, 2027?
Who the hell says I signed this contract to stay with Oakland? Oakland doesn't even know where they are.
Like, yeah, Oakland's not even
Oakland anymore. Yeah.
Rooker is hits bombs, man.
Yeah.
He's hitting 287 this year as well, with 23.
Thank you for making my travel down to the Philadelphia Phillies every day. Relaxing. That's what it does, man. I love you guys so much.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
Appreciate it.
By the way,
I didn't get great odds when I bet on Rooker in the home run derby either.
Oh, no, because he hits bombs.
Yeah, yeah.
How about we trade the A's for that kid that just hit four home runs in one game?
What's his name? Krutz?
Big Amish?
Krucker? Yeah. Is it Krutz?
Kurtz.
Kurtz, yeah. I'm almost there.
You're almost there. The Big Amish? Yeah.
Dude was in college last Amish. Year.
I know.
I know we're saying that the Phillies farm system is better, and I'm sure it is. I just want one of those guys.
Yeah.
Man,
I'm amazed
guys.
At your old ball club, Seattle. Yeah. How about them?
Yeah.
Man, they're going to be a problem this postseason, right?
Pushing the chips
they
in.
They can hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just been their knock the last couple days, the last couple years. Devin looks like she has something over there.
Well, Mikal Bridges just signed the new deal with the Knicks.
Oh.
But the Padres are still doing
oh,
things.
God. Right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They traded with Milwaukee for Nestor Cortez.
Oh.
And Milwaukee traded Brennan Lockbridge.
Yeah.
San Diego traded Lockridge to Milwaukee.
Pitch some innings for him. He's pitched in the playoffs.
My God. Launched in the playoffs last year.
He hates the Brewers.
I do
hate the Brewers.
I actually think the Yankees ended Cortez's career in that Guardian series in 22. I think he pitched on 2 days' rest. He pitched like five or six innings on 2 days' rest.
Yeah.
And he won them the series, but man, like. They had no options.
Never the same after that.
Yeah. Robin Delco, you're in WIP.
Hey, John. Good afternoon. Like, you're going to hate me after this.
Oh, right. You don't like Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, I get it.
Listen, ready? 286, 50 runs scored, 38 RBIs this year. 292, 83, and 44 last year. 3 years ago, 268. That's Stephen Kwan, not Ricky Henderson.
He's a leadoff. Let me ask you something. I just want you to be honest with me. Have you ever watched Stephen Kwan play baseball?
Not much at all, no.
Okay, well, so I'm telling you, the fact that he doesn't strike out, the fact that he's always getting on the base, the fact that he is a gold glove outfielder, he is everything that you want Bryson Stott to be as a hitter, that's what Stephen Kwan is. Like I'm telling you, I don't care if he hit 286. I'm telling you, that guy at the top of the lineup in front of Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, and Kyle Schwarber, you either get it or you don't. But if they trade for Stephen Kwan, you're going to watch that guy, and you're going to say, I get it. I promise you.
You're right. You're right. Listen, I think, and you think I'm crazy, if they don't get it done this year with a World Series type of rotation, it puts so much pressure on Sanchez, Wheeler, these guys, if they're not perfect, that you're not going to worry about getting it to Duran in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
It's not going to come into play. You know? So are you willing to trade the farm for that guy? He works the farm, Stephen Kwan.
Well, I mean, they've got like five minor league teams. Draft more guys. Here's my point, Rob, is, and I appreciate the call. My point is how are the Padres every single year trading for good players with minor leaguers and still have minor leaguers the next year to trade?
Yep.
How every single year are the Dodgers trading good minor leaguers for ball players and the next year having more to trade? How are the Yankees every single year trading for good ball players and then having more prospects to trade? Like, they have a 30-round draft every year full of players that end up in the Phillies minor league system.
20 rounds.
Whatever it was. It used to be like 50. you just have to, when you are competing, this is what it is. Your prospects, when you are trying to win a World Series, your prospects are currency as much as they are the future. They are the currency of the present to go get the players that you want to get. And baseball, by the way, you're lucky that you have that. Other basketball doesn't have that. Football doesn't have that. They don't have the ability. You're trading draft picks. To have these players, they have to be able to replace those players. That is the point. If this organization is good enough to compete, they have to be good enough to replace the prospects. So, and they've made strides in the last several years, and they have to continue to make more strides.
Bring them
in Southampton. You're on WIP. What's up, Bringham?
Yeah, funny.
What?
Justin, Tennessee is awesome. I spent like
like a year in Tennessee, and Justin in Tennessee is awesome. But here's the thing. Jerry Maguire in the movie, he wants the Quan.
I forgot about that.
Yep.
He wants the Quan. He does. Bust my chop about my name and in Southampton and my name and all that crap. You guys got me in such, so many guys in my, I'm a service technician, and so many guys are busting my chop out. Bring them.
I'm sorry. And it's bring them with an N, right?
No, it's bring them.
Start that again.
And here we go again.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into the ship, but yeah.
You can't even hear
corrected.
Me.
Yeah.
My guys, because I am taking heat over that.
All right. We can't. You got a bad sell there. Well, we got
4 minutes.
4 minutes left. I'm starting to feel like it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I'm losing faith.
I am losing faith.
Also, Spike, to answer your question, what prospects? The Padres traded 13 prospects so far today. So,
goodness gracious.
13.
Yeah.
We're worried about one.
Including their number one prospect, their shortstop.
I thought that he was their, oh no, three prospect in baseball. Yes. He is their number one prospect.
There were four of them just in the Miller trade, right? Mason Miller?
Yeah.
I can't keep track, I'm going to be honest.
Nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll be with you until 6
we're
o'clock.
We're under 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Under 3 minutes?
It's...
Luis Robert officially not moving.
Okay. There's another update that Devin... you should have let Devin
know. I know.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. He just likes to steal my thunder.
Yep.
A lot happening.
It's not going to happen, is it, Jack?
I have no idea.
Man.
Holding out hope.
I'm really... And you know, we'll do a show tomorrow. And we will talk about this
a
lot
tomorrow. It's not going to be the same?
It's not going to be the same as if they had gotten Quan.
I know.
It is very disappointing.
We got our hopes up.
I really thought it was going to happen.
We have 2 minutes and 16 seconds left.
Now, again, trades can come in after 6 o'clock.
True.
They can?
Yeah.
You can hang around here a little bit of time to see what happens.
Jack, what do you know? Why are you smiling right now?
I don't know anything. I'm nervous. It's a nervous smile.
It's a nervous smile. Donovan used to do that.
Yeah. No, me and Donovan in big moments.
Why don't you hit a little air guitar, Jack?
Come on, Dave.
Come on, man.
Come on, Dombo.
Come on, Dave.
Do the deal.
Minute 45.
All right. You know what? I was going to go call. I'm not going to go call.
Yeah, just keep going to calls.
No. I'm going to stay here.
You're going to stay here?
Yes. I'm going to stay here, and I want to be us all here counting down the last 90 seconds.
Do you need Jolly to count it down?
Now, a trade, that is very funny. A trade could come in, we assume, after 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
It has been quiet on the Quan thing for about 2 hours now, though.
I agree.
Publicly has been quiet.
I haven't heard a rumor in a long time.
So I wonder if it's them working, especially with the Dodgers making a trade for an outfielder, the Astros making a trade for an outfielder, the Padres making a trade for an outfielder. This seems like a standoff between the Guardians and the Phillies. And my gut tells me they wanted Painter, and they're not going to put Painter in the deal, and that's why it's not going to happen, and Stephen Kwan's just going to be on the Guardians.
I think that's fair.
And I think they probably have no – it doesn't hurt them. Like I mentioned before, they're 2.5 games out of a playoff spot. He is still under team control for 2 years. He's still 27 years old. They still compete every year. If the worst thing that happens to the Guardians here is that Stephen Kwan is still on the team afterwards, And by the way, that's why they're going to get what they want out of this trade, because they are in a position of power here. The Phillies aren't. They have the player that the Phillies want, and they don't have to do anything because the guy will be on the team next year.
I can't believe we're probably going to go into the next year with the same or the stretch run with the same, mostly the same lineup.
Yes.
Plus Harrison Bader.
Harrison Bader is not a big enough addition to make a serious difference in the. Now he could have a nice series in the playoffs. Of course he could. And I have a better. There's 2-1-0.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, trades can still come in.
Trades can still.
Without
come
hope,
in.
We have nothing, Fritzy.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it kills you, Ben.
All right, we're gonna stay with you for a little. Sorry, Brodes. Brodie, and there you in the studio.
I got you.
There you are.
What up, Broads?
So, Broads, we thank you for letting us take some of your time here. What do you think? Have you been riding the Stephen Kwan roller coaster with us back at the studio?
Yes. This is a disgrace, what Dave Dombrowski did today. An absolute joke. You had to get Kwan to make this legitimate. So I am disgusted.
There it is.
There's WIP again.
Yes.
They won five.
Yeah. They get the best closer. The best closer on the market, and we are disgusted.
We're outraged.
With Dave Dombrowski.
That's right. Keep him on his toes, Broads.
Yeah. If we – and 215-592-9494, we'll be with you for a little while. What do you think? So the trade deadline, we believe, at this point, is over. The Phillies have made two trades. They trade for Jahan Duran, who is a great closer from the Minnesota Twins, and they trade for Harrison Bader, a center fielder also from the Minnesota Twins. The biggest prospect they give up in either trade is a catching prospect, the 19-year-old catcher, who probably would have been here in about 3 years. They do not trade Aiden Miller. They do not trade Andrew Painter. And that's where we are. So you know what? Why don't you play the legal ID? Because I never forget what it is. Play that real quick. We'll be here.
94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. Live from the Tasty Cake Studios. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And Odyssey Sports Station.
So here we are. It seems like it's done. Ben, yeah. Ben, your reaction to the deadline as it is, if this is it.
Well, I'm happy they at least got Durant. I am very happy about that. I think he's a huge asset moving forward for the Phillies in the bullpen. Bader, hopefully he can help him win some ball games, but I would have liked to have seen a little bit more offense added, personally.
Especially when they're talking about Suarez, too, right? You know, like, they had to know that they needed a bat as well. You don't go this deep into the talking about Suarez. You don't go this deep talking about Stephen Kwan if you don't think you can add a bat. If you don't think you need to add a bat, which is why I'm disappointed, because they know they needed it.
And that's, let's face it, the reason they lost the last 3 years is because of their offense.
Yes. It's certainly not the starting pitcher.
To a large extent, it's been their offense and the lack of consistency.
Yep. Ike, your thoughts, if this is it? We assume this is it.
Yeah, disappointed probably more than anything is the feeling that I have in the moment. But I'll say this. You got arguably the best closer at the trade deadline other than Mason Miller, so can't be mad about that move. I'm not going to sit here and act as if I know a whole lot about Harrison Bader. You guys tell me that it's certainly an upgrade than what we had out there in the outfield. Mm-hmm. And you said this earlier, Spike, if this is it, then the pressure falls on the top of our lineup. The pressure falls on our money guys to do their jobs. That's what it's going to boil down to. Harrison Bader is not going to win the World Series for us.
No, I mean, he could have, just like Tommy Edman had a nice, he could have a nice series, but you can't count on Harrison Bader.
You're going to need the big guys at the top. And really what we need, we know what Bryce does every postseason. I got confidence in Schwarber, even though he wasn't great at the game one last year. But you need a Trey Turner to have a postseason.
Yes.
Like, that's what you really need. He's in the lineup. Mm-hmm. So if he can keep doing what he's doing, then maybe that's what we do. Here's what I would ask. They don't have that deadline where you used to get guys in August. What was that called?
The waiver deadline?
Yeah. They don't do that anymore?
No.
Damn. Okay.
I wish.
Never mind then.
So I have a Kwan update, but I will say Jack Fritz sent this to me, and as we know, I don't know if I can trust
him. Is it the guy from The Athletic?
Legit. Yes. It is.
He's legit. He's legit.
Zach, former Athletic. Former Ohio Sports Writer of the Year says the Guardians are not trading Stephen Kwan, per source.
Sad day.
Yeah.
Very, very sad day.
But here's the thing. Look how long it took for them to say that.
Oh, it went down to the wire.
So it doesn't mean they weren't open to the idea. It just means no one offered up what they were looking for. They wanted a hefty price tag.
And by the way, he demands it. I mean, he's a good player, a young player. Under team control.
Under team control, 27 years old, yeah.
Here's what I say. The Phillies are better than they were 2 days ago, but so are the Mets and so are the Padres. So are the Cubs. you know, for that matter.
Yep.
So like, so are the Astros. So are the like, there are a lot of teams. The Yankees are better than they were 2 days ago.
The
so,
Twins have two players on their
yes,
team. Yes. Literally just made another move.
Yeah, it's Byron Buxton on the IL and a bunch of minor leaguers. So and Jack, I'll go to you in a second on your final thoughts on this. But, like, the Phillies can win the World Series this year. They are good enough to win the World Series. They have debatably the best starting pitching in the National League. I would say they probably do. And they have a lineup that has and can produce at a level that can win them a World Series.
Uh-huh.
The issue with the deadline is that they have not put any space between them and the teams that they're trying to beat.
Right.
They've merely kept up with them.
Yep.
And that it does not preclude them from winning a World Series. They can win a World Series.
Sure.
But the disappointing thing for me is that when you have an opportunity like they have right now, I just think this is a time to push your chips in, and it is frustrating to see teams that you're competing with the ability to push the chips in, and you do not do it. So that's where I am on it.
Yeah, I agree with pretty much everything you said. Like, I think that they are obviously better. Duran makes them better. Bader will make them better. But there's just I can't help but feel like there's not enough done offensively. I don't think they did enough.
And let me ask you guys. I'm sorry, Jack.
No, you're good. It just feels like it feels like a deflating. For as good as Duran was yesterday, it feels deflating today.
Ben, we heard prior to today, you know, that players in the clubhouse were certainly eager to see what Dave Dombrowski would do to add to the ball club. He's made a couple of moves.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the general sense of the players are? You think this is something that – are they disappointed or are they excited about what Dave Dombrowski has done?
No, I think they're excited about getting Duran in there.
Yeah.
And probably to a certain extent getting Bader as well. But I think they know that – this is their time. This team is built to win now, and they know that they didn't really push the needle enough to possibly get them over the top. And that, you know, they're probably looking around in that clubhouse. Well, they're off today, but getting that clubhouse tomorrow, they look around at each other and say, it's on us, boys.
It's on us.
It's on us. We got to get it done.
Well, and by the way, like, there's they should think that. Like, I don't – the Phillies knew they needed to add a bat. Or they wouldn't have had conversations. This wouldn't have gone down to the final moment.
Yeah.
They knew they needed a bat. That's why they were talking about Suarez. That's why they were talking about Kwan. We all know they needed a bat. All that said, there should be no case of poor me's in the Phillies clubhouse
right.
today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to get over it after today. Whatever you feel today, when you come in that ball club tomorrow, it should be let's go.
Yeah, yeah, but because
slow time.
Strap it on. Let's go.
Yep. Yeah, but because they
Slow down, Ben.
Yeah. They certainly have enough talent, and they just haven't produced at the right times. So, like, it should not be, if I'm Bryce Harper, if I'm Kyle Schwarber, if I'm Trey Turner, my attitude at this point, look, you could be a little disappointed you didn't add a big bat to go compete with those guys, but I want to look around the league and go, like, how many teams outside of the Dodgers have as many star players as we do, or players that can produce at the level?
Like, damn Padres.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Padres, yes.
I
just like, you know, we have conversations about Kyle Schwarber being in the MVP discussion.
Right.
We have conversations, Bryce Harper, you know, after two games over the last 2 weeks, has talked about him being one of the best players in baseball. Trey Turner is on a $300 million contract and, you know, we said should have been an all-star this year. Yep. There are enough players on that team to do it. It's up to them to do it. Now, we can all know intellectually that they have failed in this spot before, but they have also succeeded in this spot before, and they've never had this specific team has never had starting pitching the way that they have starting pitching this year, you know. DK, any final thoughts on the deadline?
I mean, similar to what has already been said, I think I had hope a little bit, and I feel like it grew throughout the 4 hours I was with you guys that they could actually get something done with Stephen Kwan, because it worked out with Duran yesterday. Obviously, that hasn't happened. I just wish that maybe they had, like, a backup plan if swinging for the fences didn't work out. Maybe you had, you know, another bat to add to the outfield that isn't a Stephen Kwan, but somewhere in between. And they didn't do that, or at least nothing has been announced yet. So, I mean, there's still some time for something to come out, but I don't really have much faith.
Yeah,
it's disappointing.
Yeah, well, Matt Gelb said they're done.
Yeah, and by the way, that's the other thing. Maybe there should have been a better backup plan than Harrison Bader, but I also don't know. I agree with you. That is a good point. I also don't know how you do that. Like, if you're another team who is interested in dealing a bat to the Phillies, and the Phillies are like, well, we got to wait until 5:59, 5:58 to make that decision because we got to find out about Kwan. And it seems like at a certain point they decided this was the one they were going after. You know, like this was the guy.
But if they knew they weren't going to give up the one piece that probably broke
which is
the
Painter.
Deal,
yeah.
which is Andrew Painter, then maybe don't wait until 5:59. Well, I get that's been their strategy, but at that point, you know you're not going to give the guy up, and I think they were probably hoping that the price came down. Obviously, that didn't happen. So, like, maybe make it 5:45.
Yes.
Give yourself 10 minutes to go to the backup plan.
Well, and I think to a certain extent, this is, too, about Dombrowski wanting to win the deal on his terms. Mm-hmm. Now, he's the steward of the franchise. He's the one that's going to be held responsible in 3 years, likely, if they're not good. But also, can't worry about winning a deal if you're trying to win a World Series. You have to worry about getting the player.
Yeah.
And that's what other teams did. All right.
What's the point of getting Durant?
Yes, well, right.
There's no point in having a closer if you don't have the lead.
They went in halfway, I think, to an extent, all right, well, Ben Davis, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Benyan me.
Devin Caney, great job at the desk.
Thank you.
Except Scoops. For the one time Jack threw you under the bus.
Yeah, we can't even blame her for that one. That was on you, Fritz. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm worried about Jack.
We're
down to one word answers now with Fritz. Yeah.
The Yankees got the ball too.
Yes, he's not handling it.
Well, it's just, all these other teams are getting multiple studs, and we're like, oh, we got Durant. Sick.
And we're worried about 6 years from now. You got to worry about 6 years from
it's
now.
It's starting to sink in.
Yeah.
This is
Justin
it.
Crawford better be good.
He better be. That ground ball rate better work out.
Everyone tells me.
Thank you to everybody at McGurk's in Horsham who was excellent. Every McGurk's we go to.
Yes.
Everybody. Horsham, I think, extra special. But every McGurk's, everybody's awesome. So thank you. Thank you to Surfside for presenting Deadline Day once again. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. And
my peoples.
And thank you for listening. We will be back with you tomorrow. Broads is next. You will talk about the trade deadline with him. You already got a taste of that. It's an outrage. I love it. We will talk to you tomorrow. And remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.